welcome you back. This is Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk, and we're on the Michigan Business Network. Let's hop right back in.
And I can't help but think that some of this, you know, you got to get a lot of questions like, well, how do I protect myself as I walk in that company? They can just mm-hmm. steal my idea. I'm sure mm-hmm. those are the type of things that your book and the courses would be able to answer for someone is, hey, I'm really worried. I don't want to tell anyone my idea because they're going to steal it. I hear that all the time, at least when I work with people.
Yeah, that's very common. In fact, that's the way I felt too.
Yeah.
That's not real. I think you don't need a patent, but I do think you need perceived ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And that perceived ownership can be obtained by a well-written provisional patent application,
mm-hmm.
right? And I do talk about how to do that correctly. So those are really great tools that the USPTO provides. So
mm-hmm.
it's working with companies that embrace us, creator people, and there's mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of those companies now. It's acting professional. It's being reasonable. It's showing them products that can fit into their product line very easily. It's all about business. There you go. It's not about protection. It's about business. It's about selling.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make that shift in your mind and become less fearful and just show them how to you know, make money, you know, everybody mm-hmm. seems to work it out a little bit. So I don't think you own anything. Like I said, I've been to federal court and I have patents and I know what's being done there. I don't think companies steal ideas either. I think they might work around your idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair. But once you realize that they can do that, I like to teach people how to protect their ideas by writing provisional patent applications that have workaround language
mm-hmm.
that stops them at every corner. And I tell everybody, it's really simple. Try to steal your idea from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you come up with all those variations, make sure you include those in your provisional patent applications.
Got it. Yeah. So now, assuming they got past the concerns around the protection and they followed your advice and they were able to go through provisional, then you'd be able to take them through, you know, because I know sometimes people... I don't know how to negotiate a contract, or I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your team, that's what the coaches are there for. They assist people in being able to mm-hmm. negotiate those contracts or being able to work with their idea and then potentially get it to market by licensing.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest value that we bring to the table is that since we get to see so many deals that are being done, that... we understand that process, that there is a sequence of events, and
mm-hmm.
that if you follow the sequence and if you're reasonable and you found the right company and you're doing all the right things for them to look at you as an asset, that you're going to get a deal every single time. And our success rate's pretty high because of it. So we have a dedicated person, David Fidowa, that has been doing it now for quite a while. He probably has 30 deals on the table at any particular time. So, yeah, most companies, you know, they license once or twice. That's a year. That's a lot. We do it every single day.
Yeah.
So we like that when one of our students has a contract licensing agreement, and the company's working with our student, they seem to underestimate the student. And we like that a little bit because they don't realize we're kind of behind the scenes. And we kind of understand what the difficult areas are going to be. We know how to work around those difficult areas with common sense.
To us,
it's just every day. It's an everyday event. But we do celebrate the successes. That's the other thing, too. I really like, you know, I've had my successes. But I get to relive it again. Every time a student licenses an idea, I get to relive it.
Yeah.
And our coaches get to relive it. So... we celebrate weekly, and it's really kind of fun. When you end up teaching, the greatest gift you can give someone is their success. So it's a labor of love, but it's also it's so rewarding. People don't realize how rewarding what we do is. That's why we have a dedicated group. They're all inventors. They all have their own projects, too, and I'm actually the coach of the coaches. I coach them on their own projects.
That's awesome.
Well, it's important for them to still be in it. Even though they're coaching, they're helping, they still need to work on their own things, because you always want to keep learning, and you only really learn when you do it. So my goal is to get people in the game, get them to try, get them to do it. And once they do it, everything changes. And I get to see the change in people, and I love it.
That's awesome. Well, you alluded a lot to success, and I always like to ask, because I'm sure most of our readers here would say, wow, he's been very successful. I can hear him saying it now. And for you at this point, you've seen and done a lot, and you've been able to help a lot of people be successful. How do you define success at this point in your career?
I think success success for me from day one is being able to do exactly what you want to do. And that you know, when I was in college and changed, you know, degree, you know, I was a business major and I didn't like it. And
now, a word from our sponsors. Again, Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk on the Michigan Business Network.